in the third chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, the beginning of the chapter starts with, "There's a time and a place for everything and every affair under heaven." And it sounds simple and it sounds pretty organized, but we know life is not like that. We see that in today's gospel. Things don't go as planned. And so 2 or 3 weeks ago, Jesus sent the apostles out on a mission to cast out demons, to heal, and to teach. And now they've come back and they're excited about their journey and what they've experienced, their new power and fame, and the opportunity to act in the place of Jesus. And so they want to talk to him about their adventures, share with what they learned, the things that they did wrong, maybe the things that they could correct. But the crowd is closing in on Jesus and the apostles, and they don't give him that free time. And that free time is quite important. From time to time, there's posted on Facebook a picture of a beautiful log cabin by a lake in a deserted place. And it asks the question, could you stay there for 30 days without your electronics, without your telephone? Or could you stay there for a year for $1 million? And our first impression is to say, oh yeah, I could do that. That'd be pretty easy. But is that really true? Is that how we would feel if we stayed there all alone? I would venture to say that's probably not true. I certainly know I couldn't do that. The time alone is very important, but we also need time to meet people, to interact with people. That's how we were made. But part of our mission is to share our faith. And so Jesus looked at the situation and said, well, I can't talk privately with the apostles. Let's go across the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus is always going across the sea to meet with the Jews, to meet with the Gentiles, and bring them together. So the distance from where Jesus started and where he was taking the apostles was 4 miles, and you'd think they could get there pretty quick. That was the plan. The distance, if you walk by foot around the Sea of Galilee, was 10 miles. And surprisingly, the people made haste and got to the other side before Jesus and the apostles got there, which is an example for us that every day in our lives that we make haste to meet Jesus somewhere, someplace privately and someplace publicly. Meet Jesus and those individual people that we meet. And so the boat got to shore. Jesus looked at all the people and said, well, I can't leave them alone and I can't be with the apostles. I see into their hearts and I see what their needs are. And our response might be, I'd like to see into people's hearts too, but certainly that's not possible for us. But with bits and pieces of how we react with people, we certainly can see into their lives, because every one of us has a cross or a burden, a problem that we share, and sometimes we keep hidden, so that's not always visible. And sometimes we just need an attitude adjustment. Like the man that was on the subway, he was leaving New York City, and there were several other people in the car with him. They were all quiet, some of them were sleeping, some of them were reading the newspaper, some of them just gazing out the window in reflection. And then at one of the stops, a father and his two children got on the train. The father sat down next to the man, but he didn't do anything with his children. His children were quite loud and boisterous, bothering people, making a lot of noise and disruption. So after a while, the man looked at the father and said, you know, excuse me, but you know your children are causing quite a disturbance on the train, and everybody's all upset. And the father opened his eyes, he looked at the man and said, I'm sorry, I know I should have a better control of the situation, but their mother died an hour ago, and I don't know what to do, and I'm sure they do not know how to handle the situation. And so in every one of those instances, we all have that problem, some of them to a greater or lesser degree. And so we need to be sensitive to people's needs. We need to carry out the mission like Jesus did. And so we know that there's a time and a place for everything, and that we use our good judgment to address those issues just like Jesus did.